It's now time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And head coach Bob McKillop joining us here courtside. And coach, an Atlantic 10 game, we talk about it every year. The potential to grind it out is pretty high, and that's what you guys had to do here tonight against Duquesne.
You know, our guys played for 40 minutes. They fought for 40 minutes. And there's no doubt in my mind that a significant part of their fight was the inspiration they got from this crowd. This crowd today was sensational. And we need to get this crowd back every game, because this crowd will make us a winner, and that made our guys winners today.
Well, Duquesne, what were they doing both offensively and defensively that kept this game tight? Because this game was tied. It went back and forth throughout.
Well, I thought we made a couple of serious mistakes in the first half. We gave up three offensive rebounds on possessions that we should clearly – we had one guy missing. That was 6 points. We had two very soft passes that were pilfered for turnovers and run-out dunks. That's 10 points. And then we got split on the ball screen twice. That was another 3 to 5 points. So we kind of gave them 15 points that we should not have given them in the first half. And they're good. This is an A-10 team that's very good. They got a terrific point guard. They've got a guy that was all freshman team, Eric Williams. They've added a couple of guys transferred in that are very, very good and solid. This is a very good team. And I'm just delighted that our guys kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And a lot of different guys made big plays to get this done.
Coach, I know how important it is for guys to establish trust with you in practice. And it seems at every turn, our young guys, especially Carter, have just made every single play they need to make down the stretch in these games.
Well, I was thrilled with the minutes that Carter gave to us. And it's interesting how Carter has become a confident player as a result of Kellen's injury. He got the starting nod and got quality minutes. And you see, we didn't miss a beat when Carter was in the game tonight. And very, very pivotal for us. And, you know, Luke Frampton only got 5 shots, but he was a threat every time he did catch it. Luca was sensational, as he has been all year long. And just unfortunate that he fouled out. And, of course, John and Kellen led us as they do in the backcourt. And Keyshawn made that very, very big shot there. We went to him in the post. We isolated for him. We called his number. And he delivered great delivery.
Coach, you look at the different players that were on the court tonight. A lot of different combinations. You know, you have Malcolm Winter out there, Carter Collins, Bates Jones is getting time. So these guys are still trying to figure out different situations and playing together.
Well, we got to use our bench. And we used it in the first half tonight. We're going to continue to use it. These guys have earned that opportunity. And we're going to continue to play the bench.
How nice was it to have Kellen back on the court, get 17 points in his return?
Well, as I said, it didn't look like he missed too many beats when he stepped on the court in practice the other day, and certainly his performance tonight indicated that he's back. He is back.
And finally, Coach, other than coming out on top on the scoreboard, what would your biggest takeaway be from this performance?
That we were a team together today. We were a team that fought together, that played together. You know, maybe our fans don't understand how significant the jump stop is in basketball. John Axel Goodmanson made about 5 jump stops today. Carter Collins made about 3 jump stops today. And in each case, it led to a great opportunity for us.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. As always, congratulations on a win here in the Atlantic 10 opener.
Thank you.